This is James Peoples with Intensely Focused, and you're listening to Trenton's number one podcast, Trenton Waves.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
I love that music. That's a rock and old Lang Syne.
I like the old version.
What old version?
The old Scottish version.
The old Scottish.
Scots language.
Oh, wait. This one?
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought
yeah.
to
Yeah, all right.
It's a little melancholy.
It's a little sad, yes. Yeah,
because like, you're saying goodbye and you're, you know.
No, you're not, though.
Well, wait, you're saying goodbye to the old year. You're also remembering past friends and times.
Oh, okay.
And
I thought you were saying goodbye to friends. Although people think that.
But it's also a good thing in a way, like to let things go. And I think that's the theme that I've been hearing from people. That's the theme that's running through things for this new decade. Because at Hogmanay, which is a Scottish celebration.
Yes, William Trent House.
Where people write down things that they want to let go of and things for the future that they're hoping for.
Right.
A lot of people from conversations want to let things go. Let things go, get rid of toxic relationships, toxic emotions, and so on. I think that's a running theme for the passing of 2019. And I was saying to people, the more you can let go that's negative, the more room you make for the good things that want to come into your life. So you have to make room for all the good stuff. So let all the bad stuff go.
Yeah, there you go. Let it go. Let it go.
Oh,
let
please.
It go. What?
Please. I don't want to do any Disney thank you.
I don't think that's Disney either. Is Frozen Disney?
Nothing is Disney. They stole
what I'm saying
everything.
Is Frozen a Disney creation?
I don't know.
Or is it
and
just
I don't care.
An acquired piece?
I don't know.
Hmm.
And I don't want to give them any more airtime.
All right. Sorry, Disney.
Not a fan, Disney. Sorry. Anyway.
2020, perfect vision.
Right. It's the year of clarity. Actually, talking to one of our friends last night, he said it and I agreed with it. Our friend, the commish, that would be Jim Gordon. Shout out to Jim. He was a guest on our show.
What's your Mulaney Field?
Yes. Check it out if you haven't heard it yet.
Great episode.
Great episode. We were all celebrating at the Capitol Philharmonic.
New Year's Eve, yeah.
Patriots Theater at
yes.
the War Memorial.
Yes.
Beautiful theater. If
oh
you
my
have
goodness.
Not gone there to see a show, check it out. We were there twice this month, which was kind of wonderful.
Yeah, once for the Nutcracker before Christmas and one for the New Year's Eve celebration.
Which is a fantastic way to ring in the new year and let the old year go.
Yeah.
Fantastic orchestra. I love the James Bond stuff.
So that John Williams tribute in
There's a John
April 18th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a spring concert.
Spring concert.
Lots of stuff coming up there. And other stuff besides the Philharmonic.
Right.
That goes on at the Patriots Theater. But it felt like all of Trenton was there.
Yeah, everybody who was anybody in Trenton was
that
there.
That had actually been on the podcast, too. Deb Robb was there.
Deb
with her
Robb.
Tea for All.
Carolyn Stetson.
Carolyn Stetson was there. And Bernard she's Mann. Actually being honored.
Oh, yes, right. That's right. That's
so
right.
That is a wonderful thing for
Not
Carolyn.
Last night she was being honored.
No, but she's going to be honored.
Yes.
It was announced last night at a gala
at the
in
Trenton
February,
Country Club.
At the Country Club, yes. And Trenton has a country club, which we've been at a performance of the Roxy Ballet there. It was a fundraiser for them. It was wonderful. Beautiful space. Great space to play golf, I think. I don't play golf. And
I wouldn't even know.
Have an event, even. I think you can rent it out. It's gorgeous.
Hmm.
And Bernard was there, also a guest on Trenton Waves.
Twice.
Yes. And John Carl Lewis was there.
Your boyfriend, John Hatch, was there.
And, of course, John Hatch was there.
There was one point where they said John Hatch's name, and I swear Christina should have yelled out, "I love you, John Hatch," as loud as she could. There was almost 1,000 people there last night.
There were, Yes, there were over 900 people.
And just a short 6 years ago, there were only 250 people there.
When
so it grew.
First started, yes. Yeah, so. Because this just began a few years ago, relatively.
2013.
A few years ago with 250 people in the audience and has grown to over 900 people.
Right, so.
Coming into the city of Trenton, coming into downtown for an evening of the Philharmonic.
Right. Not on their way to Lambertville.
No.
They didn't go through Trenton. They came to Trenton, so a destination city. Blah. There you go. All you naysayers.
Yeah. That being said, now we're just hanging out on New Year's Day, sharing some thoughts with you about 2020. And what we'd like to explain is what we're going to do today. We call it 2020, a year in review.
Right.
Why don't you explain that a little bit, Frank?
Well, we do another podcast. It's actually how we started doing podcasting, called the Who's Your Daddy Godcast. And the show is basically a podcast where Christina and I explain the Word of God, the Bible. We answer questions about God. It's not a very religious, churchy type of a thing. It's not
religious at all.
We hate religion. Hate religion because religion is man-made. Anyway, we're born-again Christians. We're radical Christians. And that's the show we do, the Who's Your Daddy Godcast. You can actually go to whosyourdaddypodcast.com. WHOSYOURDADDY podcast.com. Listen to some of the stuff there. But there is one scripture. It's in Romans 4:17, chapter 4, verse 17. If you're following along at home, this is becoming a Bible show. It basically talks about when God was talking to Abraham and he was making Abraham the promise of that he will be father of many nations. And there's one part that says where God will call the things that aren't forward as though they are. Like he'll call the things that don't exist as though it does exist. Calling things that are not as though they were, right? And only God can do that. So since God is in us as believers, right? He's in believers, which is not just us, but believers. We now have the ability through God to be able to call things that don't exist as if they do exist. We can talk about things that haven't happened yet as though they have already happened. So that's why we say 2020, a year in review. We're going to now review what has happened in 2020.
Because the way we think is like if you're already thinking of it, it's already been created. For example, if you want to build a house, you start thinking about how the house is built. Where do you want the bathrooms? Where do you want the front door? How do you want the windows? And so you're creating this in your mind. And that's what your imagination is for.
Right.
To create this vision. This vision for 2020 in your mind.
Right.
And once it's created in your mind, it's created in the supernatural.
It's done.
It's done. It's
right.
It's done. And then the job is now to bring it into the natural.
Right. So
where
the
you
natural.
You can actually touch it, feel it, smell it, taste it, and so on.
Right.
That's what we're doing here. We're imagining when I ask everybody at the end of a podcast, what's your, you know, dream Trenton? How do you imagine Trenton? What do you want to see? So that's the building part where you're building it in your mind. You're seeing it in your mind's eye. It's clear in your mind. So when it's clear in your mind, it becomes now a real thing in the supernatural realm.
Mm.
So now we're going to talk about these things so you can see a vision of this. And then when you see it come into the natural, where your senses can actually taste it, touch it, smell it,
right.
Hear it, whatever.
That's when it happens. That's when the super becomes part of your natural.
Right.
So supernatural is much more powerful than the natural.
So that's the purpose of this podcast.
I want to give another quick example.
Yes.
Just to be funny. Somebody may say, like, oh, I'm going to take my car. If I go down that street, if there's a pothole on that street, I'll hit it. Watch. And then they hit it. And they go, see? You're calling a flat tire into the natural, into being when you didn't have a flat tire.
Right.
You're calling it, oh, those are just words. Well, yeah, those are just words. They're very powerful. So
yes,
with
words
that,
are powerful.
2020 year in review. That effect sounded like it cost $1 million. Okay.
All
2020
right.
year in review. Here we go.
All right. So what are some of the things that we have seen
in 2020?
Okay, well, I have seen, and it was great.
This was great. I know what you're going to say.
It was really fantastic. The Trenton Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That was crazy great.
That was so much fun. It started at the high school, mm-hmm. and it ran its way through town. And the reason why it started at the high school, because right. all the floats were made
by the high school students.
The high school students and the other students so in cool. various schools throughout Trenton.
Yes, that was very cool. I love what the Mott Street School did.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
was amazing.
Yeah, I really liked the high school one, I got to say.
Yeah.
That was really
well, great. Well, I mean, look, they were all great.
They were all great. They really were.
The marching
so much
band.
Creativity.
I think the marching band could have stepped it up a little bit, but it was the first one, so it's all right.
I love the marching band.
I love them too, but sometimes you want to, you know, you always tell, everyone's always telling people how great they're doing, and sometimes you need someone to say, you could have done a little better there.
And what about the crowds that came out?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
There was so many people out cheering. It was great. What
traffic
a fantastic
was nuts, but it was worth it. It was so worth it.
Wasn't it a fantastic way to start out the holiday season,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And then the mayor playing Santa Claus
he
at
was,
the end.
That was I don't know if I ever want to. He looked amazing. Reed as Santa Claus. It was a breathtaking view.
Yes, yes.
He was very much into it, too.
Well, other things that have gone on this 2020, the starting of the building of the Weed and Wheel.
I know, the Weed and Wheel.
The Weed and Wheel. Now, for those of you who don't know who Frank Whedon was, some of you do remember him. He has passed away.
Yeah.
Sadly, because I miss him very much.
He had run for mayor a couple times.
I think twice. Yeah,
twice. Yeah.
Yes. And he was a lovable curmudgeon.
Yes.
Right?
He was a Trenton business owner.
He was a business owner. He owned
Anna
Emeralds,
Design,
which yeah. I still have two left that I refuse to burn
yes.
because I want to keep them forever.
He was the inventor of the striped candle.
Yes. And he actually had his business in a factory in Trenton.
Yep.
He hired Trenton residents.
Right. Lived in Trenton.
He lived in Trenton. He loved the city. Yeah. He really did. Even though he was a New Yorker.
Well, one of his visions was a Ferris wheel.
Yes.
In downtown Trenton.
Yes.
We kind of like augmented that a little bit and fought for it to be put on right off Route 29. Yeah,
right
on the river there. And
it's
started construction, and that was great to see them start the construction of that. And that's
see his vision,
an amazing draw.
Because that was his vision.
Yes.
Like he saw that, he imagined it, and he's like, I want a big Ferris wheel right in the middle of downtown.
Right.
But downtown is so vibrant now. You couldn't fit a
Ferris wheel.
Exactly. So we had to put it down by the river,
yes.
which is a wonderful spot to bring people down. They can actually walk down
yes,
there now.
Yes, finally.
Right? You don't have to like run across a highway
to get to the water or get to a Ferris wheel.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, they pull right off in that area now. They can park there. It's really great.
And I bet you when you get to the top, you could see all over Trenton and all over.
I can't wait for them
to
finish building that.
You could see miles and miles on a beautiful day.
The Weed and Wheel. See it all across from Pennsylvania when you're crossing over that Route 1 bridge too. You could see it lit up at night. That's what it's going to, when they finally finish building
yes,
it, it'll
yes.
be all lit up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Weed and Wheel.
Now, I have a question. How
yes.
many coffee houses do we have in Trenton
oh
now?
Oh, my God. I think, like, what, 16? I've lost count.
I think there's one on every corner.
I've lost count.
That is so amazing. Remember, I was like, oh, my God, I want a cup of coffee.
My kingdom for a cup of coffee.
And I don't want Dunkin' Donuts. Not
right.
Nothing against Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't like Dunkin' Donuts.
It's not my favorite. I'm sorry.
And we have Dunkin' Donuts.
That's
and yeah, God bless. And we have McDonald's, which, I'm going to tell you, McDonald's. I don't know what they're doing in there, but
mm-hmm.
McDonald's coffee is
good. I actually
good.
Like it better than Dunkin' Donuts.
It's really
yeah,
good.
I agree.
And they still
got dollar,
that dollar
right?
any size. Yeah,
yeah
dollar.
Yeah, can't beat that. But now we have the Starbucks downtown.
Oh, my goodness,
you have another Starbucks in another area of
that's
Trenton,
right, that
too.
Opened up.
But then you have the ones that I love, which are the local.
One up, one down.
Yes, Finca.
I'm not even going to start naming all the other ones now. I don't want to forget one now.
Right.
So. But there's about like 15 or 16 of them. I've lost count. I really have.
And the Trenton Ice Cream Parlor
on South Broad, yeah.
is doing a booming business
yeah, they,
over
they're
there.
They're getting ready to open up a second location.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And they do coffee too.
That's right.
Because some people don't want ice cream in the middle of winter, although I don't know why.
I know, why not? What? Why wouldn't you? Seriously.
I'm fine with ice cream all year round.
It's okay.
That is doing fantastic. Other things that we've seen that have come to pass this 2020 is Patriots Week, which used to only be right after Christmas
right.
till December 31st. They have a second edition in late spring.
Yes.
So when the weather's a little warmer, you can come out and you can do the downtown tour.
Yeah.
You can do the history tour.
And that's an ongoing thing now. Because ever since they did it in 2020, now it's going to be a yearly thing.
Yes, so that's fantastic. You can do the tour of the Trent House. So many tours going on, lectures, reenactments, fantastic events going on all over in the different museums and the different locations.
Oh, wait, one other thing real quick. I don't want you to forget about this. The Trenton High Line.
Right.
The Done. Trenton
High Line, which is running along the abandoned train tracks that run over East State Street and over Market Street, has now started construction.
Yep.
And the artist installations.
And it's amazing how fast they're going. Mm-hmm. I mean, that thing is getting done.
Well, now there are many artists that are involved, and each artist has a segment of the High Line, and they get to do their own version of what they feel the history of Trenton is, or the vibe of Trenton is. Mm-hmm. And they're limited to recycled material.
Yeah, a lot of the artists are starting to now collaborate because I think they're seeing how hard it is. Mm-hmm. But they're seeing the power of collaboration now.
Of course.
Even more so than ever.
And that's what we're seeing too in Trenton too.
A lot more collaboration.
There's no competition anymore.
No, 2020 was the year of that. 2020 was the year where people started getting that revelation of, hey, wait a minute, why compete when we can collaborate?
Yes.
We're wasting so much time jumping over dollars to get to dimes by competing, whereas if we collaborate, we could generate real wealth, not only in the city, but through the individual artists.
Worldwide.
Right.
In this day and age, of course. And then there's my favorite. Ever since I went inside this place, I have wanted to restore it.
Wait a minute. Let me guess which one it is. The Tremont Lounge?
Yes.
Yes. Right across from City Hall.
Right across from City Hall. Almost right next door to Weedman Cafe.
Yes, right. Right.
What a swanky joint that has become. It's got this great bar. It's got cool jazz playing.
That bar is beautiful.
It's just a great place to get really cool cocktails.
Yeah.
What a fantastic place. And a lot of people from City Hall end up in there at happy hour.
That's right. They don't even go straight home anymore. Remember when they used to leave, like right after work, they would get out of here?
Right. The state workers.
Now they hang out.
Yeah. They have more options now downtown.
Sure. They're spending their money here.
Wonderful.
I also like about the Tremont Lounge is that it's almost used, and maybe they won't admit it, but I've seen some of it happen. A lot of musicians that go in there to do their jazz, it's almost as if they're using the Tremont Lounge as a warm-up place before they go play a candlelight.
Well, that's okay.
But I don't think they'll admit it.
That's all right. You want to practice there? That's fine.
Just come down and jam a little bit and then head over to Candlelight Lounge.
Candlelight Lounge really exploded, man. Oh, my goodness.
Now you can barely even get in there now.
Well, you know the Candlelight Lounge. We're going to let you guys in on my secret.
Yes.
The Candlelight Lounge is a portal into another dimension.
Yes, it is. A dimension of space, of mind.
It's a portal into a land where everyone gets along and everybody's friends and everyone smiles and everyone's buying each other drinks and everyone's enjoying great food and music and everyone gets along.
It is a little like the Twilight Zone.
It is.
It should be called the Candlelight Zone.
But also another thing that we've seen, the pop-up.
Yes.
Beer garden.
The beer gardens are great. And let me tell you why they're great. Because they started that beer garden out. They didn't care. They had porters and stouts available. Just because it was in the summer, people, doesn't mean people don't drink stouts and porters. They drink them all year round. So thank you, beer gardens.
And you know what's wonderful about that? All of the beers that are sold are locally
brewed.
They're all
locally brewed. Yeah, that is cool.
That is wonderful. So we're pumping money back into our own communities.
Yeah, man. Riverhorse jumped on that.
Right.
It's where are you in company? Let's get into Trenton. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Riverhorse. Good for you. You were smart.
Well, you know the parking lot across from Mill Hill?
Yes.
Mill Hill Park.
Yes, yes, yes.
They're using that now as a Christmas village.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's the part. That's right. That's right. I was thinking about that before. I couldn't think of the name. It was a Christmas village.
Anyway. Where they have vendors come out, artists come out and sell their wares.
Yes,
crafters,
that was a lot of fun. The ornaments.
Candy makers.
Beautiful stuff.
Bakeries.
Really, not like hokey stuff. Like, it was actually really well done.
Really nice.
It was really well-made stuff.
Artisan products.
Yes, it was very
handmade,
cool.
Handmade, beautiful. One of a kind. Things. Yes. And what about the caroling?
Oh, the caroling with the caroling with the
and you know who
bus.
Ran that?
Bernard,
of because course. He's a singer.
Bernie Mac.
So he got the trolley going, and we went to all the different neighborhoods of Trenton.
Here's the thing with Bernard. I love when Trenton's own Bernie Mac. We're on the bus. He starts rehearsing everybody with harmonies while we're on the bus.
Well, like, yeah.
Dude, just get us to the place with this shuttle, and we'll start singing. Everybody, have to be perfect with him.
And you know what's wonderful? People brought the instruments.
I know. What was that?
We had a trumpet player and a violinist.
With the drum.
And a saxophonist. Oh my goodness, a guitar player. This was wonderful. It was fantastic.
I have a request for next year. I could do without the tambourines, people.
I hate the tambourine. I love the tambourine.
It's like ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-chunk.
Hey, how about the triangle?
Triangle is my personal favorite.
I can play the triangle.
Triangle is awesome. Ben was there, Erin's boyfriend, with his piano.
Yeah.
That thing was heavy, but it worked.
And then remember the neighborhood holiday light competition?
That contest was crazy. People got vicious in a good way.
People went all out. So there was many different categories. There was the classiest decorations. There was the tackiest decorations. There was the most over the top decorations.
Tackiest was the which one? The Disney one as the tackiest. They had so many freaking inflatable things. We hate those inflatable things.
They
put the energy behind it. There was the right
spirit behind it.
I love the house that was all candles. It was all fake candles. They looked so crazy real.
It was amazing. The creativity.
That was really really great.
And every neighborhood competed, and then we had the final winner. It was wonderful.
Yes.
So people could get in their cars and drive around the different neighborhoods and just spend the night.
Self-guided tour kind of thing.
Self-guided tour.
That was great.
And you could check the maps because there's maps available. So you can check out the maps and see where all the
For 2021, I want to do the GPS thing on the phone like we did with Taze Trenton.
Definitely.
I mean, the way we did it this time was fine. It was just a printout. But next year, we want to use the GPS on the phone.
That and way what about Taze Trenton?
Have an app. Well, Taze Trenton's exploded. I can't eat that much
food. Restaurant Week. Other cities do Restaurant Week. I think that's we're going to just have to make it.
Bernard's going to have to. I think Bernard saw the writing on the wall. Another Bernard joint.
Because there's just too many restaurants that have opened. Downtown alone. Downtown alone, you could spend a whole week.
We couldn't even make all the restaurants on the list.
I know. And that's not a bad problem to have. No, it's not.
But we need to elongate it to a week. That's all. It needs to be extended to a week. Taze Trenton has to be a week. You hear that, Bernard? A week. Sorry. I know you said 3 days is enough to kill you, but it's not.
Well, listen. There's so much more that we could talk about.
Forget it. 2020 exploded.
It was like the Roman candle. Yes. Right? That got set off.
Cool. There we go. Just like that. Right. Yeah. I love the sound effects.
I know you do.
Well, 2021 is now we need to focus on 2021, what we're going to do for that.
Yeah.
Because we have to really be ready. Because like that, just like that Thanksgiving Day parade, I mean, there's going to be more floats. There's going to be more activities.
The weed and wheel will be finished. The high line will be finished.
Oh, my gosh. This is so
this is exciting.
Well, I just think we need to start focusing on 2021 now. Being that 2020 is over. But, I mean, it was a great year.
Well, what I think is that we should really be picturing all these things and just enjoying the prosperity and the health and the collaboration.
Right. So let's jump off the momentum from 2020 into 2021, and these things won't be a fantasy anymore.
And if there's something that you out there have a vision for.
Yes. Call Ray and Kelly Ingram.
If there's something out there that somebody has a vision for, picture it in your mind, imagine it, nurture it.
But more importantly, share it with TrentonWaves.com.
Yeah.
Leave us a message.
We'll start imagining it too.
Right.
The more people you can get on board, the better. Because then we're all collectively bringing that supernatural into the natural.
Exactly. Cool.
Cool.
Well, that's it for another episode of Trenton Waves. Sasso's out.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.